We've been having a library hour on the show here today, and that means books. And there is a lot to love about books. Just ask Rory Gilmore.
Are you seeing the books? Everything you would want to read is right here. Feel it. Feels good, right? Now smell it. Nothing smells like that.
Alexis Bledel there is Gilmore Girl Rory in the Yale Library. So now we want to finish the show with books, but with another way to get your hands on great ones and great smelling ones too, which is your local bookstore. We are talking about book recommendations now, whether it's maybe poolside for spring break or fireside as we try to outlast winter. What books are you reading right now? Anything you'd like to recommend or maybe something you're looking forward to? 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can email us at radioboston@gmail.com or tweet us at Radio Boston. We've got two booksellers joining us now to share some suggestions. Catherine Nazzaro is manager and bookseller at Porter Square Books in Cambridge and Boston, and Caroline Harvey is co-owner of Dogtown Books in Gloucester. Catherine, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And Caroline, welcome to you as well.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much.
So, Caroline, what is the book that you cannot put down right now?
The one I can't put down right now? Well, I'll tell you that I am desperately awaiting a book that just came out on Tuesday called Bless the Daughter Raised by a Voice in Her Head. It's a full-length poetry collection by Warson Shire, who most people might know because she collaborated with Beyoncé on Lemonade.
Oh, wow. So it's a book that you will not be able to put down when it comes.
I tell you, I can't stop checking my email to find out when it will be delivered.
And Catherine,
I am that excited.
Catherine, what about you? The book you can't put down right now.
I'm also super excited for the Warson Shire book. I read a few poems from it and it's amazing. But for me, the book I can't put down right now is Kaiki by Vaishnavi Patel. It comes out in April from Orbit Books, and it's a retelling of the Ramayana along the lines of Circe, where it takes like a female villain in the story and just gives her point of view of everything. And it's like a 500-page epic story, and I'm 2/3 of the way through it and cannot put it down. It's so wonderful.
So I want to talk a little bit about your stores. Caroline, you're new to the show. Tell us a little bit about Dogtown Books.
Thanks. So my husband Lucas and I bought Dogtown Books just at the beginning of 2019. It is a used bookstore specializing in the used and unusual. It's been around since 1997, and we purchased it from one of the original owners. It is, in thinking about that little clip you played about the smell of books, it is definitely a traditional used bookstore with creaky wooden floors and that great smell of used books, lots of objects to touch and hold. We have some antique books in our glass cases, which we keep open so that people can take a look at these old books with gorgeous leather and suede covers. And we also have, we keep true to the used and unusual. So we focus on a lot of local history, books that were underrepresented. And of course, similar to our friends at Porter Square Books, we keep our marginalized and underrepresented communities up front and center.
So Catherine, there's a lot of description there from Caroline. I have noticed that throughout this hour, it's the tactile experience as well, the physical experience of being around books, the smell of books. In a new bookstore, where do you think the big piece of magic comes for someone when they walk in?
I think in a new bookstore, part of the magic is just like any space that has a lot of books in it feels magical. Each book is its own possibility. And so you get all of them together and you're surrounded by infinite possibilities. And so like coming through, one of my favorite things about working at a bookstore is seeing people come into the store and see their favorite books that like they own and they've read before 100 times. I've seen people like lovingly stroke the spine. I've seen people jump up and down and like clap a little, and it's all by themselves, but it's like seeing an old friend again.
So 1-800-423-8255 to tell us the book that is your old friend. And I do also want to give a chance to introduce our listeners to some new friends. So let's talk about the list you've brought. And I do want to say we've got the full set of your lists on our website at radioboston.org. Folks, you'll be able to go there to look it all up. Caroline, one new friend you'd like to recommend to our listeners today?
Well, I'll start with a book that really does for me feel like a friend. It's a book I've read cover to cover twice, but it's the book I carry with me. Even if I don't think I'll have a chance to read it, it gets packed with me and carried around. And that is a book called Toil and Trouble by Augustine Burroughs. It came out in 2019, and I've recommended it to everyone. If you know Augustine's work, he wrote Running with Scissors and a memoir called Dry. He is a very funny writer and tends to weave memoirs around some tragic and deeply poignant legacies of mental illness in his family. This book, Toil and Trouble, it centers around a through line of what Augustine calls being a witch and his understanding of the supernatural and almost science fiction occurrences that happen in his real life. And he begins to open up this angle of looking at the legacy of family and love and the way we create our own families with this idea of openness to the mystic in a way that is so real and so funny and so appealing to anyone with a little bit of cynicism. He starts the book by talking about what he doesn't believe in. And then kind of reluctantly and hilariously admits that kind of against his own will, he is in fact a witch. And the book takes place where they Augustine and his husband and their pack of wily dogs are moving out of New York City, which is this huge moment of change and grief and the unknown. And they move to a more rural landscape where they have a bunch of land. And
So let's stop it there. Not that I mean, it's fascinating, but A, I don't want to give too much away. And B, I want to make room for some other recommendations. But again, that is Toil and Trouble by Augustine Burroughs. Yes.
Yes, and you can tell it's like my best friend. I can't stop talking about it.
So I mean, that's what makes
me off.
No, that's okay. And thanks for being good about it. But that is what makes a book fantastic when you just want everybody to know. So that book you're going to put on the list, Catherine.
So for me, it's going to be Act Your Age, Eve Brown by Talia Hibbert, which is the third in the Brown Sisters series, which is a series of romance novels. For me, romance novels are like the ultimate old friend books, because even if the story is different, romance novels follow a very specific like guideline. You have the get together, you have like about 2/3 of the way through, you have a turn, you have a definite happy ending. So even when you're looking at a new book, it's always, you know what you're expecting, which I feel is very comforting. I sped through this series, and this specific one is about Eve, who is the youngest daughter, and has always kind of been treated like a baby. She's in her mid-20s and decides that it is time for her to get her act together and like grow up a little bit. And she starts working at a bed and breakfast after she hit the owner with her car. And it is about the two of them developing a relationship. And because it's the third book in the series, the first two being about her other two sisters, you get a lot of the old characters coming back. And it's like seeing your old friends and seeing how those relationships have developed into them being a part of the family.
So that's Act Your Age, Eve Brown by Talia Hibbert, yes?
Yes.
All right. We've got a couple callers who'd like to make recommendations. Megan's on the line in Duxbury. Go ahead, Megan.
Hi, Tiziana. I have a book I'm totally obsessed with, and just had it, gave it to my whole book group, and they all were too. It's called Why Fish Don't Exist by Lulu Miller. And maybe your speakers have heard of it. It's a nonfiction read by, she actually works at NPR Invisibilia program, and it is a brilliant short read that packs a punch and a surprise and a twist and a turn I can't recommend it enough.
Fantastic, Megan. Thank you so much. Have either of you happened to have heard of it, Catherine or Caroline?
I've definitely heard of, I haven't read it yet, but it is one of the books that, like, when it first came out, everybody wanted to be reading that book. It's definitely high on a lot of people's lists.
Fantastic. All right. Ben, quickly in Cambridge. Ben, what's your recommendation?
Hi, Tiziana. I love anything by John Bellairs. So he was a wonderful children's book author. He wrote a couple adult novels as well. But to tie both parts of your second together, I used to, in second grade, go to the library in school to check to see if there were any new John Bellairs books on the shelves. And he had three different series for kids, all of them wonderful, usually a child who befriends an older adult. And there's a lot of mystery and occult involved, and they're just delightful, warm, friendly stories. So those were some of my best friends growing up.
Wonderful. Thanks, Ben. And Caroline, I know that you also brought a YA recommendation. Maybe you can briefly tell us about that.
I can, and it's definitely YA. It is a board book, so really you could bring this to a child as, you know, as young as two or three. It's called A is for Activist by Inosanto Nagara, and it came into our store, and everyone fell in love with it. Everyone picked it up, and like Catherine was saying, it was one of those books where people had a visceral reaction to it. They were facial expressions changing and hands clapping. It's a familiar device. It's an alphabet book. You know, A is for apples, B is for bananas. It rhymes. There's a lot of alliteration, but it is unapologetically progressive. And the words are, for example, A is for activist, but it's also for ally, for advocate. And it was written by the author to really fill a gap in a book that was educational and political with really layered illustrations so you could return again and again to these words and kind of, as I said, unapologetically getting these words of social justice and civil rights into the vocabulary of young people. And it's so special.
Fantastic. All right. We have a little less than a minute left. So, Catherine, back to you. A title coming out later this year that you're looking for.
Later this year, The Hacienda by Isabel Cañas is coming out later this year. Fans of Mexican Gothic are going to love this book. It's a little Gothic novel that takes place in Mexico during the Mexican Civil War, about similar to Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca. It's about a woman who becomes the second wife of this rich man, goes to his home, and finds out that it is just incredibly haunted. Mm. One of my friends tweeted about this book, and I immediately like downloaded the advanced copy, read it immediately. It's just
fantastic.
All this thing.
Fantastic. Catherine Nazzaro from Porter Square Books, Caroline Harvey of Dogtown Books in Gloucester. It's been great to have your recommendations. And again, they'll be on our website, radioboston.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.